Repent and let us sacrifice, may be acceptable to God, your mighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his church.
Lord, may the Spirit you promised lead us into all truth, reveal to us the full meaning of this sacrifice. Grant this to Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift our hearts to the Lord.
Let's give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Father, powerful, never living God, we do always and everywhere to give you thanks. Today you send the Holy Spirit on those marked out to be your children by sharing the life of your only Son. And so you brought the Paschal mystery to his completion. Today we celebrate the great beginning of your church. With the Holy Spirit, make known to all peoples the one true God, and created from the many languages of men one voice, we profess one faith. The joy of the resurrection renews the whole world, while the choirs of heaven sing forever to your glory. To make them holy, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before he was given up to death, a death he freely accepted, he took bread and gave thanks. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you."
Amen, amen, alleluia. Amen, amen, alleluia. Amen, amen, alleluia. Amen, amen, alleluia.
When supper was ended, he took the cup, again he gave thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you to all, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me."
Amen.
Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. This sipping cup. We thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. May all of us who share the body and blood of Christ be brought in unity by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church throughout the world, make us grow in love together with Benedict, our Pope, John, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember our brothers and sisters who have gone to the rest in the hope of rising again. Bring them and all the departed into the light of your presence. Have mercy on us all. Make us worthy to share eternal life with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles, and with all the saints of Daniel will through the ages. We praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him you've been in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. With confidence, the Father is the word our Lord taught us. In our day, in the mercy give us free from sin and protect us from anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ.
Holy Son, the power and the glory of
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to apostles, I leave you peace, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of the Church, and grant us the peace and unity of the kingdom, where you live forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace. This is the name of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Happy those who are called to his supper. Lord,
I will receive you, and I will receive you, and I shall receive you.
Thank you. Amen.